The Obama-Clinton deal answers one question that had been looming over the Democratic convention, but you can be sure organizers are still trying to nail down plenty more smaller details. With the conventions just around the corner, every day seems to bring new announcements about the programs, speakers, even the menus. Commentator Rick Horowitz is keeping his eye on the bigger picture.
The thing about conventions, you knew there was a thing about conventions, didn't you? Is that they're supposed to be about the future even while they're connecting with the past. Which is why the Democrats are sitting so pretty going into Denver in a couple of weeks. They've given themselves plenty of ways to link up with history. Barack Obama's acceptance speech on Thursday the 28th, for starters. You know that that's the 45th anniversary, right to the day, of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And Hillary Clinton will be the headliner on Tuesday the 26th, which is the 88th anniversary of women's suffrage, American women getting the right to vote. Talk about perfect timing. And, of course, Bill Clinton speaking on Wednesday the 27th, which is the 125th anniversary of the eruption of the Great Krakatoa Volcano. You couldn't ask for... That's right, the Great Krakatoa Volcano, you know, in Indonesia. It went totally ballistic on August 27th in the year 1883, exactly 125 years ago. You're going to tell me the timing is an accident? Krakatoa was heating up for months before it blew. On the 26th, nearly continuous explosions. And then on the 27th, several gigantic explosions, debris thrown 50 miles high, tsunamis over 100 feet tall in some places. And the sound. They say that one of the explosions was heard in Australia more than 2,000 miles away. You're free to draw your own parallels. I know there's nothing in the Krakatoa accounts about wagging fingers or red-faced rants, and Krakatoa never pouted. But come on, do you really think the Obama campaign missed this one? Do you really think they scheduled Bill Clinton without even thinking about volcanoes? Give him a little credit, will you?
Rick Horowitz is a syndicated columnist and TV commentator based in Milwaukee. He says he expects to spend convention week well out of volcano range.